There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
America tonight. How's it shaking out there? In the West, in the East, in the South, in the Midwest, just about anywhere you can hear my voice, including there are so many people actually listening to us outside our borders as well. You know, politically speaking, it's interesting because you look at former presidents. I did this today. I love history. I was looking at this presidential book and I was thinking, President Trump, it just doesn't fit. What's your take on this whole Donald Trump thing? On Trump becoming president? Is it really possible? Well, he is running. He has gobs of money. He doesn't need to answer to anyone, which is infuriating the Republican Party. But how much of a chance, all the showmanship aside, does he really have? What's interesting is, if you looked at $1 billion is what it takes to be elected, what does he have? He can get $1 billion and not be beholden to anyone. And he's saying whatever he feels like saying. Because there is no slapdown, other than from the Republican Party, who they're not liking this at all. But there isn't anything to prevent him from sharing his feelings, including when sponsors and advertisers and everybody else dumps out, because it doesn't matter. He has enough money that he doesn't have to rely on other people's money. And in the latest polls, he's up on top of two of the polls. How can this be? Here's the reverse of how many people are running. How many drop out in these next couple of weeks? Why would you leg it out, eventually go to New Hampshire and do all the things you have to do when you're running? Why would you do that if you are not showing up very high in the polls? Unless you did something drastic that turned things around. But I can't imagine what that would be. So, a couple of things that we have going on. The stock market crash from the other day, and the questions abound as to how did this happen? Was it really cyber warfare? That on top of the hack attack that included stealing Social Security numbers from 21 million employees. 21 million employees. Not a good thing. And this is the second time it's happened. The Office of Personnel Management, the collector of the secret information, that's not very secret right now. What happens if someone steals your Social Security numbers? You are toast, my friends. I mean, we are talking about, this is serious stuff. Serious. Also, something that's very serious is the fact that, can you imagine feeling 50 small earthquakes right around your house? Because everybody always looks at the big one. Oh, the big one. That's the one that would take us down. We don't want that to happen. Don't want the big one to happen. But they say, and I read this today in the LA paper, there have been more than 50 small earthquakes that have hit Ventura County. 50 small earthquakes. Wow. The biggest 2.7. But most of them were less than 2.0. Is it trouble and it means a bigger quake? Does it mean that there'll probably be some more and it's just small little quakes? Either way, it doesn't sound like a good time, does it? I mean, there are these little faults that, by the way, might be under your feet right now. a 20-mile-wide kind of crater-like depression that's close to Mammoth Mountain were formed from salt, this is an example, salt and pumice deposits during the volcanic super eruption about 760,000 years ago. So what are most people doing? Going about their business and not worrying about it. But that number can't be great. Wow, that number is so high. And if we were talking about this in California along the San Andreas Fault, not good. Not good at all. I think it's a reason to be a little bit worried about what's happening. Is this more the whole fracturing thing? Is it something else? What is it? Coming up the rest of the way here on the flip side, we're going to hit the mailbag. Got a ton of mail, so we want to make sure we squeeze in a lot of mail. And also, another thing that we'll do, in looking at one of my favorite news segments, we just started it the other day, and it has an interesting title. It's called, Wait, Doesn't Everybody Do This? You know, like when you're a kid and you do certain things, or your family tells you you have to do a certain thing a certain way. I mean, it could be anything. And you say, why? 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 And it made me think, why doesn't everybody do this? One of them, I noticed that some of us seem to have problems with, is taking our shoes off when we're in the house. Have you ever stayed with somebody and you usually have your shoes on, you're dragging who knows what across your carpets, but you're not thinking about that because it's not the normal thing to do. Not the normal thing to do. When we talk about, doesn't everybody do that? But there are so many others where it's just, you take off the shoes, take off the shoes, take off the shoes. And it depends on what you grew up with. But it's really buggy to a lot of people having to take their shoes off. This is why you always wear good socks. If you dudes, if you have bad socks, throw them away. If you have holes in the heel and they're practically cut out, or some of their areas of the foot are exposed, ditch them. They're relics. Absolutely ditch them. Speaking of that, another right off the top, right as we get going down the alleyway that leads us to the final pins that we fling in the air here on America tonight. One of the interesting things is the FBI coming out and saying, hey, beating their chest, we stopped 4th of July attacks. We've rounded up 10 people from 10 different areas that looked nefarious and had info on them. We did it right. We did it right. We stopped the plans. We can't tell you the plans we stopped, but there were people who were radicalized, who were looking at ways to attack this country on our biggest day of celebrating, makes sense, 4th of July. Coming up, wait, doesn't everybody do this? Mailbag and a few other parlor tricks along the way.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Have those moments where you say something and people look at you like you're crazy because you assume everybody understands what you're saying. Because doesn't everybody do that? Doesn't everybody do that? Here's one for you. I thought for sure everybody spit out their chewing gum, meaning they wrapped it in something and threw it in a trash can. Well, of course, some people put it on the ground, but that they didn't swallow it. Lo and behold, lately I've been around some people who have swallowed their chewing gum. And I think, is that good for you to swallow a whole bunch of chewing gum? Does it depend on the amount? I mean, I suppose like anything else we put down our throats, right? But I just thought everybody always got rid of chewing gum by taking it out. I mean, by not, you know, they didn't swallow it, in other words. But I've noticed that people do swallow chewing gum. So that qualifies as, wait, doesn't everybody do this? Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Hey, they even wrote a song about that. Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?
There you go. Exactly. I thought, and I'm serious, you're right. Put it underneath the bed or whatever people do, but not swallow it.
Okay, I got a couple little jokey poos for you.
Cool.
What do you call a 7-course meal for an Irishman?
What?
A 6-pack of beer and a baked potato.
I think I've heard something like that before. That's funny. Yeah.
Okay. This brain surgeon had a nagging leak underneath his sink, and So it was a Saturday, so he called out for a plumber, and nobody would come out. And finally he got a hold of this one guy, and he said, well, he says, there will be extra, but I will do it. So the guy showed up, and he gets out all of his tools, and he pulls the doors wide open to where he can get in there and work, and he reached in with a wrench, and he went, and he come out, and he says, that'll be $1,500. And the brain surgeon went bananas and said, $1,500? I'm a brain surgeon. I don't make that kind of money for 5 minutes worth of work. And he says, yeah. He says, that's why I quit being a brain surgeon and went back to school to become a plumber.
It's good. I love that. Oh, brilliance.
I told Nathan tonight that I was in the kitchen making coconut shrimp, tarragon fried potatoes, and sweet corn. And I suffered terribly trying to eat the last one. I had about 20 on my plate, and it was just so much work, but I managed to do it. And I'm just feeling so good right now.
Good for you. Good for you. Rub it in, Dan in Texas. That was very funny.
Now, wait. No, go away. Okay. Now, you see all this stuff going on, and it doesn't make sense that you see what's happening in Washington and the president and his broken leg cripple carry trying to sell us out to the Iranians and just everything under the sun that's going on. This is by design. These people are absolutely trying to destroy this country, and I've been saying it all along. We have an enemy in the White House. We have 167,000 illegal aliens that ICE let go by orders from the high up, Mr. Obama. And out of that little crew, we've had repeat people that have committed rapes, robberies, murders, and like the guy in San Francisco, they've been thrown out of the country time and time again, but they get back in. And this is all by design. He doesn't give a damn about us. He wants to destroy us. We have an enemy in the White House. His name is Barack Obama. Okay, now look, I know you think I'm crazy, but you're going to find out that the last year of his office, there is going to be so much trial and tribulation for this country that it's going to be unbelievable. And he's been trying to get race riots going and everything else. I mean, he didn't show any heartfelt feelings for the lady that got whacked over there in San Francisco. But, you know, at every incident where there's a black person killed in this country, he's right there. Now, I'm pro-black. I mean, I'm for the rights 100%. But yeah. This is one-sided, and it's not right. And about the stock market, I think tomorrow there's going to be a little, shall we say, dip in that puppy. And I've been warning you for months and months and months and months. You've heard me tell you, man, that's a dog and pony show you don't want to have anything to do with. It's going to go down the tubes. We're going to wind up like the way things are going.
Dan. You said a couple of things there. I'm going to throw some things back at you for sure. Dan, thanks. Dan, I will not be walking naked to New Jersey if you think that the president is going to be impeached. That's not happening. We know that. He didn't say that, but he's been saying that along the way. This is the tail end of Barack Obama's presidency. So, like it or not, this is it. He's serving out the rest of the term. And it is strange times. There are strange things happening. Some of the riots have been kick-started in ridiculous directions. Absolutely. No question about it. And the snafu report, or whatever it is they're calling what happened in the New York Stock Exchange, I can't wait to see what that's about. And we live in a different world. We live in a world of hackers, of robotic scumbags now that are looking to just rip off your information. And it's a question of where they're from. Are they from some Eastern European spot? Are they from China? Where are they, you know, ultimately, where are they from? And what is going on? And yes, there are massive frustrations. But who's next? Who's going to be the next president of the United States? Who do you feel comfortable with? All right, how about this? Bill Cosby's accuser, Andrea Constan, had unsealed remaining court documents. So you have the Bill Cosby behavior, and then you have the judge unsealing court documents, and it's very strange, the whole Bill Cosby saga. But it's, you would not unseal documents normally, so what is that about? His first accuser asked the judge to release his full deposition in her sexual assault lawsuit, saying that Cosby's lawyers and agents broke the confidentiality agreement that sealed the 2006 court settlement. And her lawyer argued in a sanctions motion that the entire deposition should be made public, including questions Cosby answered under oath about his use of Quaaludes and other drugs, his alleged use of hush money to silence women, and all this other kind of stuff. So there are a couple of different ways to look at the Cosby thing, but I don't think it's good to circumvent the law, especially if you are tying this up in a nice bow. There's no reason to do that then. No reason to do, I mean, there's just no reason to do it. It's interesting because, if you remember back in 2002, President George W. Bush presented the nation's highest civilian honor to Cosby. It doesn't happen to many people. And he had a whole bunch of different campaigns, too, as well, to help different people, most of them women or children or that kind of thing. But the whole deal of him drugging and sexually assaulting them, and, ooh, boy, oh, boy. This group called Promoting Awareness Victim Empowerment launched a campaign on Wednesday through the White House's We the People website, saying they work with a group of women who have been who have accused Cosby of drugging and sexually assaulting them. And they've got about 2,000 signatures in less than a day. 2,000 signatures. To which I say, wow. I mean, unbelievable, right? Unbelievable. Hey, coming up, we've got mailbag. And, you know, this whole thing of, wait, doesn't everybody do that? Doesn't everybody do that? I found out another one, thanks to my brother visiting me. Soy sauce. Do you leave your soy sauce out, or do you put it in the refrigerator? I always thought you refrigerated soy sauce. I refrigerate my soy sauce, and I was told, no, why do you refrigerate it? Am I the only one who refrigerates soy sauce? It's all the important stuff, folks. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Once again, the mailbag overflowing this time around. You know, it seems like every time I say that, it's just true. So the truth is, a lot of people email the show, and bravo to all of you who I think are pretty thoughtful in coming up with some of the emails that you send me. So on that note, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one from Jake in Austin. Kate, as somebody who has flown over a volcano when it was erupting, I can appreciate the beauty of a spewing volcano. But did you hear this thing about Jakarta, Indonesia, where a couple of airports have closed? I have heard of that, yes. One of the more popular resorts has been affected by this, Bali, because of the ash spewing from a nearby volcano. Four airports down. The eruptions at the eastern end of the island has been shut down, and a few of the city's other areas, big cities, have been shut down too, and really getting from place to place, not so easy. That's what happens. Not so easy. Okay, here's another one. This one from Wow. This one from Joseph, listening to us in Florida. Kate, Sarasota loves you, and I, for one, love your stance on the Confederate flag, that it needs to be taken down if it's so offensive to so many people, then it should not be flying anywhere in any of these states that we've been talking about. Yeah, so here's the thing. Some people say if it's part of the culture, part of the fabric, all that kind of stuff of the Midwest, of a certain time period, when we're talking about the Civil War, is it right to take them all down? And the answer is, of course not. And you can put the flag on display in a different meaning. Meaning on display, not outside your house, not any of that kind of stuff. I wouldn't do that. But there are other ways that you can store a flag if it's for historical purposes. Water break. And that is the key. That is the key. All right, this also about the Confederate flag from John, who says, wow, I can't believe what a different nation this feels like it's turning into since a couple of weeks ago. Can you, Kate? I mean, look what's already happened, taking votes all over the place on the Confederate flag. Do you think somebody would dare to fly the Confederate flag? Oh, I think someone would dare to fly it, but it depends on the context, what they're doing. Are they trying to do an in-your-face thing, or what is it? I mean, what is it? So the vote to remove the Confederate battle flag rages on all over the place. It's not static. It's funny because you think of if we were to wind the clock back, and we'll do this in a future segment. If you wind the clock back and you think about opportunities that were missed and then fast forward them and then those opportunities come around again, it will really freak you out and show you the power of the mind. Speaking of that, how about this from Pete, who says, hey, Kate, I know you're paying very, very close attention to what's going down in South Carolina, and I'm sort of confused. Is the flag really meant to be a racist thing? Is it really comparable to the swastika? Oh, the answer is it's not comparable to the swastika. Are you kidding me? I think there's a big difference between the Confederate flag and that. But I'm wondering, there has to be an underground market for it, and how do you ban it? It's tough to enforce is the problem. It's very tough to enforce. I mean, so think about it. We move from the Confederate flag to other things happening across the world and here closer to home. There was even, you know, looking at Jefferson Davis's descendants who spoke at the South Carolina State House. And David says, Kate, did you hear the relatives of Jefferson Davis and what they said about the flag and what it meant to them? It's a family thing. Well, this new poll says the majority see the Confederate flag as Southern pride symbols, not racist. And I would agree with that. It's not racist by some people. It absolutely is. But the majority of people polled, by the way, to back you up on this, say the Confederate flag is a symbol of Southern pride, not racist. And I've never heard that before either. So American public opinion on the Confederate flag, about where it was 15 years ago, with most describing the flag as a symbol of Southern pride more than one of racism. Interesting, isn't it? And this is a CNN ORC poll. 57% of Americans use the flag more as a symbol of Southern pride than as a symbol of racism. About the same as 2000, when about 50% said they were viewed it as a symbol of pride. Harry says this, Kate, where are you going that's exotic this last couple of weeks in July and in April? Where would you, if you could go anywhere, where would you pick to just relax? Boy, that's a good question. When am I not, as much as I would chastise someone else for driving, but I'm not driving when that's happening. That's a tough question. That's a really tough question. I've got to circle back. I have to circle back on that one. How's that? I have to circle back. All right, let's take another one. This one comes to us from Larry again, serial dropping me a line guy. And it says, Kate and the boys of America tonight, because I'm assuming if you can't get something, they help you find it. Or maybe vice versa. But it's got to be a little bit tough. Yeah, to put it mildly. All right, so you heard all the gobbledygook of the poll, which probably filled up a few blanks for you, which is a good thing. And I say probably because I don't know for sure. I'm assuming it's really Chicago. How brutal can it be in Chicago? And the answer is not very. All right, we've got to give you a couple more. And this one comes to us from Rach, who says, thumbs up, Lady Soccer. How great was it to see Carly Lloyd? I thought of you, Kate, scoring the hat trick in the game of Super Bowl for all the marbles for the World Cup. But I read this thing where there, the amount of money that they take home compared to the men is ridiculous. It's pure salary or siphoned money, they don't get anywhere near the $35 billion that football, for example, gets, which is crazy to think of. I mean, absolutely crazy. Coming up, it's all about looking in a couple of different directions. And when I say looking in a couple of different directions, not necessarily taking the easy path. Sometimes it's the path of least resistance. Sometimes it's more headbutting. Or other times it's something very, very simple. Like Jake in Austin, who says, Kate, the meat back east is crappy, so you don't even want to ever go there. Right? And then there's a wink on my email. I would say, no, you're wrong in your assumption. Wrong in your assumption. And I have a question for everybody out there. Is anybody watching Shark Week? I figured I'd get a ton of emails about this. But I haven't. So I'm wondering, has anyone even tested it? Is it, you know, is anybody knock-knock out there? I would say one thing you want to pay attention to as we get ready to step away is this Flex 11 2-in-1 Windows tablet. Go to kateontheroad.com, kateontheroad.com, and you could win a Flex 11 2-in-1 tablet by the end of this month. Sign up anyway. Bring us to your hometown. Stay with us. Much more coming your way next on The Flip Side.
Are Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
You know, folks, I was talking with my honey the other day, my Pablo, honey. I said to her, I said, you go to my head, my radio head. Okay, computer. When you were here before, couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You float like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so f***ing special. But I'm a creep.
Hey, Delaney, America Tonight. Thanks for hanging with us, America. Remember, you can always reach me, just like many people do, with a mailbag, as you heard, at AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. Some crazy things as we rocket through the rest of this hour. Obviously, the top thing that most people are talking about is, wow, the FBI says, no big deal. We thwarted, yes, some July 4th inspired Islamic State attacks. We stopped them. Yeah, we did. 10 different people. We're not going to tell you all the specifics, but you just know that we stopped what was happening. So it didn't happen. So how about that? The FBI, head of the FBI, the director, also took time to say, oh, yeah, James Comey said that the idea of any plea deal with Ed Snowden is a no deal. Zippo, no way. Not going to happen. He's a fugitive. He should be apprehended and brought to justice in the United States. Now, this is 2 days after the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, kind of opened up the door to the idea of a possible deal with Snowden. He said in an interview that Snowden had spurred a necessary debate that led the government to curb the bulk collection of records of American phone calls. That's true. But isn't it interesting that, okay, who cares? I'm out, so here's how I really feel. Because he had plenty of chances to say that before, and he never said that. So now he's saying that. Holder's contention that Snowden, by leaking the classified docs to the journalists, had in fact done something that was necessary, but different from what Comey thinks. He said he didn't want to elaborate any potential efforts or jeopardize any future trial of Snowden. He just kept saying, the guy's a fugitive. I want him to have a free and fair trial. You know, it's funny. Snowden was charged in a criminal complaint 2 years ago with 3 felony violations of the Espionage Act. His lawyer said this week that his client, who's been living in self-imposed exile in Moscow and making paid speeches via Skype, does not intend to return if he is required to plead to a felony as a result of his act of consciousness, that he does not intend to do that. So we already knew that. Why would he do that? Not going to do that. This is a terribly sad, sad story, but I'm going to talk about it anyway because somebody sent me a link to it, and it made me think about the fragility of life, and we all know that, right? It's why some people, television news-wise, they started shutting off news because they didn't want to see, you know, the terrible things that had happened to people. So a man and his 12-year-old grandson were found dead several miles apart along a desert trail. They went hiking in central Arizona. The boy probably, they say, died while he was going for help. And, you know, even the grandfather wasn't that old. Tom Gillespie was 63. And Robert Miller from Prescott Valley, they were the ones who were discovered. And people forget their surroundings, and especially when they're native to the area. And they say it's pretty obvious he succumbed to the elements, the boy, and it's a really tragic thing. The high temperature where they were in Gila Bend was 103 degrees. 103 degrees. So the grandfather was a science teacher at an alternative high school for pregnant teens and teen parents. And so they released a statement and talked about that and saying they were in shock that that had happened. But, you know, this is, unfortunately, it's what happens. I mean, it's what happens when you're caught off guard, I guess. And in the elements, it's deadly. You heard the temperatures we're talking about being in the desert and all that sort of thing. And they probably didn't have much of a chance, especially if they got turned around and nobody sees them, or very few people see them, only in the beginning, and have no idea that they are struggling. So we've talked about this before, but the U.S. Army plans to cut thousands of soldiers because they're facing what else? A budget crisis. They're being squeezed big time. The decision has been made to cut 40,000 soldiers and 17,000 civilians by the end of 2017. So lots of jobs at bases in Georgia, Texas, and Alaska, and more than 1,000 each in Hawaii and Washington. And then the details are only so much, but the cuts would basically reduce the active duty army from about 490,000 soldiers to 450,000 soldiers, its smallest since World War II. The Army said it had about 490,000 soldiers before the 2001 attacks. rising about 500,000 in 2012 before reductions began. But this is the long-awaited decision that makes everybody nervous. So how do you, what do you do to all the people who lose their jobs? There's no re-rack. How are you going to re-rack all those people? They're going to cut combat brigades in Georgia, Alaska, and Hawaii. They're going to be restructured. Two of them would reduce from a brigade size unit of about 4,000 to battalion task force forces of up to 1,050. That would make a big difference. So think of all the things that they probably would lose connected to it. Fort Benning, Georgia, 3,400 soldiers. Joint Base Elmdorf, Richardson, Alaska, would cut 2,600 troops. Schofield Barracks in Hawaii would eliminate just over 1,200. Wow. And the places affected, Fort Hood and Bliss, which will lose a big chunk of those soldiers. And so you wonder what kind of negative impact that would have on the area. Or maybe it's the opposite. It just doesn't seem the opposite is likely the way to go on this one. I think it's what I just mentioned. Because of the Congress moving to end spending limits that are in law now, the Army will have to cut the size of the force by another 30,000 soldiers by the end of the decade. Oof. And finding those soldiers and combing through those soldiers is really a tough, arduous process, which is why they're saying 2017, because they know it is, how tough it is to do that. And the communities will suffer because they're going to have less people there. Less people. So put two and two together and, ooh, sad state of affairs for those that are coming back over. Oof, boy, oh boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy. And finally, an unhappy ending for Mark Cuban. I say finally because he didn't expect this to happen. DeAndre Jordan said he never responded to me at all talking about Cuban. And in his first public comments on DeAndre Jordan's decision to renege on the contract he made to join the Mavericks, owner Mark Cuban said that he hasn't communicated at all with Jordan since Tuesday night. So it was more of a he said kind of thing. Oh, me, oh, my. You announce to the world you're the best player ever. He's just like Shaquille O'Neal. He's amazing. And then you say, whoops, maybe I spoke too soon. Yo, yo, everyone. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.